From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. South Florida's dry season apparently just had to fire one parting shot over its shoulder before it left. A brush fire burning in the Everglades in far western Broward County has carried smoke over to Miami-Dade County, shutting down roads and cutting visibility for drivers this morning. Authorities say the fire may have started from a lightning strike yesterday and has burned through some 2,500 acres. The Florida Highway Patrol has closed parts of U.S. 27 between Alligator Alley and Southern Boulevard in Palm Beach County as well. Alex Gibbs is a forecaster for the National Weather Service. He says an overnight storm system pushed the smoke east toward Miami-Dade County.
Basically, a boundary from those thunderstorms started pushing east back toward the metropolitan area, and that really allowed the smoke to kick back toward the East Coast within the west-northwest flow.
Once again, the heavy smoke is causing hazardous driving conditions along major roadways, and health officials are urging people with respiratory problems to try to limit outdoor activities today. Meanwhile, we're more than a week into hurricane season, and emergency officials throughout South Florida are trying to combat what they call hurricane amnesia. It's been nearly 9 years since Hurricane Wilma hit South Florida, so officials say they're very worried that people could have forgotten what it's like to live through a major storm. But they have some jazzy, high-tech tools at the ready to help remind everybody. In Palm Beach County, for instance, there is a smartphone app called DART, Disaster Assessment and Resource Tool. Palm Beach County Emergency Management Director Bill Johnson explains why the app is so important.
90% of individuals surveyed in the state of Florida do not know whether or not that they're in an evacuation zone. And I think that's really, really critical information, because what's the most dangerous element of a hurricane is not the wind, it's actually storm surge.
The app will tell people where the nearest evacuation zones are and shelter areas are located. Governor Rick Scott is hitting the campaign trail this week to discuss college costs and tuition hikes. The governor plans to make 5 campaign stops. He'll be starting today at Florida Gulf Coast University in Fort Myers. The Republican governor has pushed to limit tuition hikes. This year, he asked legislators to repeal a law that lets state universities raise tuition above the rate set by state lawmakers. The governor is expected to sign a bill that would eliminate the ability of universities to raise tuition up to 15% a year. Governor Scott is also scheduled to make stops this week in Pensacola, Orlando, Boca Raton, and Miami. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.